All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we're diving deep into Nimble CRM and AI. And let me tell you, things are getting seriously interesting.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
We've got Craig Jamieson from Adaptive Business Services, you know, the Nimble expert.
Yeah, Craig's given us a sneak peek into the future of business. And, well, let's just say it's pretty mind-blowing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so first up, those Nimble updates. Daily alerts are coming to mobile, finally.
Oh, wow, for real?
Yeah, both iOS and Android users, which means no more missed opportunities, even when you're on the go.
I mean, think about it. You're out and about, meeting clients, grabbing a coffee, and bam, you get a key notification right on your phone.
Exactly. It's all about staying connected no matter where you are.
Speaking of staying connected, the message inbox is getting a major makeover too.
Oh yeah, I saw that. It looks so much cleaner, way more user-friendly.
Right, and they're adding a link-click-only tracking option, which
Wait, hold on. Link-click-only, so that means no more open tracking?
Seems like it.
Huh. Why the change, though?
Well, you know how some email providers are getting a little trigger-happy with the spam filter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it seems those tracked emails were sometimes getting flagged, which can really mess with your deliverability.
Right, right. Makes sense.
So now, crafting those subject lines to make people actually click.
Even more important, right?
Absolutely. You got to grab their attention right from the get-go.
No more generic newsletter November 2024.
Exactly. Think benefits. Three strategies to close more deals this month.
Oh, I like that. Okay, but there's more. A new large-scale messaging feature is coming later this year, and this is where things get really interesting.
Oh, yeah. This is big. It's like Nimble is bringing MailChimp-level capabilities right into the platform.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah, you could potentially be handling larger volumes, even full-blown newsletters with graphics and everything, all within Nimble.
Talk about a time saver.
Right, and a potential cost saver, too, if you can consolidate all your email marketing efforts.
Hmm, that would be awesome. But the question is, will this be built in, or will it require a separate subscription?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Another big question, what about our contact data? Will these messages be tied to individual contacts in Nimble?
Oh, good point. Will we still have that personalized touch, or is it going through a separate system?
We need answers. But let's shift gears for a minute and talk about Craig's AI experiments. This is where he's really blowing my mind.
Yeah, he's really living in the future, using ChatGPT for all sorts of Nimble-related tasks.
It's amazing. Email templates, drafting sequences, even researching companies and contacts to add to Nimble.
I know. Can you imagine the time savings?
And get this, he's even using it to clean up data before importing it into Nimble.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I know, right? Data cleaning is the worst. And it makes you wonder, what other tedious tasks could we hand over to AI?
Seriously, the possibilities are endless. But here's another one. He's using ChatGPT to analyze LinkedIn profiles for pre-call insights.
Whoa, that's like having a secret weapon for building rapport. It's insane.
It really is. But it's not all sunshine and roses with AI, you know?
Right. He did mention it struggles with creating specific images. Even AI has its limits.
True. But still, it makes you think, right? If AI can already do so much, where will it be in 5-10 years?
It's mind-boggling. But even with those limitations, it's clear AI is going to transform the way we work. And what's really cool is that it's becoming more accessible every day.
Absolutely. You don't need to be a tech whiz or have a ton of money to start experimenting with AI. Tools like ChatGPT are out there for everyone.
Exactly. So what are you waiting for? It's time to dive in.
Absolutely. And in the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore even more ways Craig is using AI, including something called DISC personality assessments. You won't want to miss it. It's like, you know, when the internet first came around or everyone started using cell phones, it totally changed how we live and work.
Oh, for sure.
And AI. I think it's that kind of big deal.
Absolutely. And think about it. We're already using AI every day, right?
Okay, yeah.
Google searches, our smartphones.
Right.
And now we're seeing it in business tools like Nimble.
That's crazy, right?
It's amazing. And those who jumped on board with the internet and cell phones early, well, they benefited big time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Early adoption is key.
Exactly. And the same thing's going to happen with AI.
It's not about being like a tech genius or anything.
Right.
It's about recognizing the potential and finding ways to use it to your advantage.
Make your life easier, your business more efficient.
Exactly that.
And I love how Craig's so excited about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His enthusiasm is contagious.
It's a good reminder that we can like choose to see these advancements as opportunities, not threats.
Totally.
Okay, so we talked about Nimble updates and Craig messing around with ChatGPT.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's zoom out for a second. Big picture time. What does all of this mean for the average business owner?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that powerful tools are becoming more accessible. You don't need a massive budget or special skills to use them anymore.
Right, right.
And that means you can automate more, free up time, and focus on the good stuff.
Building relationships, providing great service, actually growing your business.
Exactly. Let AI handle the boring stuff.
Right. And it means we all need to be lifelong learners, always adapting.
Oh, for sure. Those who are curious and open to new things, they're the ones who are going to thrive.
It's like a call to action almost.
It is. Embrace the unknown, experiment, you know, push those boundaries.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, let's get back to Craig and his AI adventures. Remember that personalized email marketing we were talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get this. He's using ChatGPT to create DISC personality assessments.
Oh.
Like based on someone's writing or their social media profiles.
No way. Seriously.
Yeah. Imagine the insights you could get about your clients or prospects.
Wow. Yeah. So you could like tailor your emails and proposals?
Everything. To resonate with their personality type, it's like next level personalization.
That's incredible.
It's kind of blowing my mind, honestly. Like we are on the verge of a major shift in how we do business.
For sure.
But with any new technology, there are, you know, questions and challenges.
Of course.
We have to be mindful of potential biases, you know?
Yeah.
Make sure AI is used ethically.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't have it perpetuating stereotypes or discrimination.
Right. We need to have open conversations about the implications and make sure AI is used for good. It should benefit everyone.
100%. It really is amazing how nimble keeps evolving and Craig is pushing the boundaries with AI.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. But you know what strikes me?
What's that?
With all this talk about AI and ChatGPT, we can't forget about the human element, you know?
Oh, absolutely. At the end of the day, it's all about serving your clients better, building those relationships.
Exactly. AI should be helping us do that, not replacing us.
Right.
Like, imagine having ChatGPT write a personalized email to a client based on their DISC profile. Oh, that'd be incredible. A huge time saver.
Right. And then you can focus on, you know, the strategic stuff, the creative problem solving.
The things only a human can do.
Exactly. Craig called it becoming a better version of yourself. So that was a really cool way to put it.
It's not about being replaced. It's about using these tools to level up.
It really is.
Yeah.
But it does make you think, what skills are going to be even more valuable in this future where AI can handle so much?
Good question. Probably things like critical thinking, being able to adapt quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Emotional intelligence, that human touch, you know?
Right. Things that are, well, hard to program into a machine.
Exactly. And maybe even, you know, a sense of humor.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Even AI has its limits.
Remember Craig's struggles with creating images? Sometimes you just need a human.
Totally. So I guess the takeaway here is stay curious. Never stop learning, and don't be afraid to try new things.
Don't be afraid to experiment, see what AI can do for you.
The future belongs to those who can adapt and use technology to their advantage, right? Absolutely. So, as always, we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on AI and the future of business? What are you excited about? What are you worried about? What are you curious to learn more about? Share your thoughts in the comments, and until next time, happy diving.